Here's a thought I'll title, A Nagging Sense of Guilt. It's been over a year since my last publication of a new issue of Kokoro. For those of you who don't know, Kokoro is my personal anthology that has nothing to do with lens work. It's where I have a chance to show some of my own work. And my objective for Kokoro is to put a new one out every other month or at least every quarter. But it's been over a year since I produced a new issue, and I feel a certain sense of guilt about this. Partly because I made this commitment to myself about the frequency with which I will publish Kokoro, and partly because during that time, I continue to photograph and I continue to have ideas, so there's a certain pressure that has built up about not getting things published. What's really silly about this is when I put on my logic thinking hat instead of my emotional responses, my thinking brain says, yeah, but during that same period of time, I've released 400 Here's a Thought commentaries. I've published 60-some-odd podcasts once every week, 60-some-odd episodes of Finding the Picture over at Lenswork Online, 5 issues of Lens Work, and that doesn't count the episodes of Looking at Images, Seeing in Sixes commentaries, or Trilogies commentaries. So it's not like I haven't been doing things in photography. It's just I haven't been doing my own work. So in spite of what I consider a pretty productive year, I have this nagging sense of guilt because this last year has had precious little of my own photography. I haven't finished things. And the problem with that, of course, is that I'm not sure in the last year that I've grown much as an art maker because I haven't produced anything, so therefore, what have I learned? I suspect I'm not alone in this sense of guilt about not producing. I've talked with other photographers who say, yeah, it comes up from time to time that life gets busy and we don't produce our artwork. And then we feel badly about it because we're not producing it. But worse than that is a certain pressure that builds up and encourages us to turn our attention back to our own work. This pressure to produce takes many forms. It can be imposed by a deadline. It can be imposed by a random comment from one of our friends. It can be imposed because we have unprocessed images or unrealized prints that we're yet to frame and put up on the wall. Or back in the darkroom days, I used to procrastinate like crazy to do spotting because it was such a painstaking and nitpicky little thing that I didn't like it. It wasn't fun. And I would sometimes have prints sit around for months without spotting them, but yet I'd feel guilty during that entire time because I was neglecting them. In these discussions, the term Protestant work ethic always comes up, and I guess to some degree we all feel that pressure. And I guess the question of the day is, should we allow that sense of guilt and pressure to push us into making artwork? Is that a healthy thing, to make artwork because we feel we should make artwork? Is guilt essentially a positive and motivational form that occurs in our art life, or is it ultimately not only unnecessary, but potentially destructive? I suppose the way out of guilt is to just do the work, so it might be an incentive. But on the other hand, doing work under a cloud of guilt can sometimes make the work seem unpleasant, maybe even unbearable. I don't know that I would use those two terms about my response to guilt, but I would liken it to a scab, something that I know I shouldn't touch, I should leave alone, it'll go away, it's a natural part of life and the healing process, but there's a part of me wants to scratch it. And I know, like a mosquito bite, scratching guilt only amplifies it. I wish I knew a way that I could hit a magic button, chant a magic phrase, wave a magic wand, and have my guilt disappear. But I've never figured that out. So instead, the only solution to guilt that I know is to do the work. So with that in mind, I think it's time to open up Lightroom and see what I've got and what I can do with it. And maybe, if I'm lucky and diligent and persevere, I'll have something to share before too much longer.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.